This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here.
C'est Vincent.
And Mark.
That's the French version, yes, of, yeah, Vincent. Vincent. What was the word that you said before Vincent?
Say.
Say.
I am.
I am?
Yeah,
okay, gotcha. Let's go. So I don't know the
French. It is. I am is je suis.
Je suis. Je suis Vincent.
French Talk Live tonight. Je suis.
This is good. I'm learning new things because I don't know.
You won't remember it tomorrow.
Je suis. That one's a pretty easy one to remember.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'll ask you.
We'll go back to your calls and thoughts, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Also, if you've been thinking about starting up your own blog or website, but just haven't gotten around to it yet because, well, you're a little intimidated by the process, HostGator can help. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they've got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. I'll give you that here in a moment. But they make it really easy to actually get started because they've got a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress. That's the world's most popular, what they call, content management systems. Almost every website that I run is on WordPress, with the exception of the Free Talk Live site. Every other site I use, WordPress. It's awesome. WordPress, they got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, plus a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. And you get it all with a 99.99% uptime rating, so you won't be having to worry about downtime at all. With HostGator, here's how you get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. So don't forget the /FTL, or you won't get even anywhere near 50% off. So HostGator.com/FTL, just for Free Talk Live listeners, special deal of 50% off. That's HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know something? I'm a woman, and I really believe these four women that accused Donald Trump of sexually harassing them or grabbing them, or the one on the commercial, the one on the TV show, he approached her, he offered to have sex with her to be on to be his employee. And, you know, the bosses.
That's not against the law. That would be considered sexual harassment, which would be sort of a crime from a an employment standpoint, like a civil suit. But it's not like, it's not a sexual assault.
Well, so you know what? It's a variation of, like, Megyn Kelly, because it's his show. That's his business. And you're a woman. You're an attractive young woman. You want to be employed. And here he is.
I don't know what that has to do with Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly doesn't work for Trump.
I think she's referring to she's referring to Megyn Kelly blaming a Fox executive. I think it was Roger Ailes for harassing her.
Okay.
Right.
Don't you think it's weird? Now, I'm not saying I believe one way or the other on this. I was very interested in the whole Trump grabbing them by the whatever situation.
Now, those were comments from a decade ago. These are new allegations, right, that just recently surfaced.
But they're old new allegations of old circumstances. Uh-huh. And it seems odd that a person's been in public life for 30 years and now we're hearing about it. You know, this is it sounds like they're trying to Clarence Thomas this guy. I don't know whether that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. I don't know, but it's really, really, really convenient.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the thing is, he was not running for president. You know what I'm talking about? He was just a business, commercial, TV personality guy. And, you know, most women don't want to be humiliated. You know what I mean? Even if they were. And then it's just that they feel like they're the only one. Well, he's been doing this to women all across, but the women don't know each other. But now he's going to be this political figure, and he's being scrutinized.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Sarah on that point, that it seems more likely that this kind of stuff will come out when you run for political office
than
just being
a TV star. Yes, but it's awfully
late, isn't it?
I mean, he's been running for political office for a year now and then ran the last term, too. If somebody wanted to come out, that would be the time to, hey, wait a second, you don't want to elect this guy.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
he
like
wasn't
he just
nominee.
Won the Republican nomination. It's been months.
Okay, I see where you're, what you're saying there. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Was this breaking news today? Because I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, this is relatively
it's been for a while,
like the day and a half or something. Let me ask you this: is there are there a small handful of people in the United States that would take money to make a false accusation against
Absolutely.
Someone?
Absolutely, and
All
indeed,
right.
Just breaking news here from CNN: Donald Trump. This was published literally within an hour from at less than an hour ago. Donald Trump said today that he's the victim of, quote, one of the greatest political smear campaigns, unquote, in reference to sexual assault allegations that have been leveled against him this week. He said, as you've seen, I'm a victim of one of the great political smear campaigns in the history of our country. They're coming after me to try and destroy what's considered by, even by them, the greatest movement in the history of our country. There's never been anything like this. Unquote. Trump.
I love how he includes the word great so often in regards to his campaign.
Trump continued to forcefully deny the allegations that he kissed and groped several women without their consent, actions that he had bragged about being able to do in a 2005 tape. On Friday, two additional women publicly accused Trump of assaulting them. Trump told his supporters that if just a sliver of voters believe those allegations, he will lose the election.
Yeah, that's just a sliver of voters believe those allegations, he will lose the election.
He said in Charlotte, quote, these allegations are 100% false. As everybody, I think you know, I think you get it. They're made up. They never happened, he said. Trump is continuing to discuss the allegations, even as his campaign advisors urge him to focus on the issues. He says, my people always say, don't talk about it. Talk about jobs. Talk about the economy. Trump explained to his supporters in Greensboro on Friday. He says, but I feel I have to talk about it because you have to dispute when somebody says something.
Trump's, I imagine it's very difficult not to talk about this.
Trump's rant Friday came less than 2 hours after two more women came forward to allege Trump groped them without their consent. One of the women, Summer Zervos, made her accusations during the rally, but Trump at his rally disputed the account of the other woman, Kristen Anderson, calling her story nonsense and false, arguing that he rarely sits alone, even though Anderson never claimed Trump was sitting alone at the time of the incident. Trump said that his at his rally, quote, I was sitting alone by myself, and then I went wah to somebody, as he attempted to reenact Anderson's account of his behavior. He also proposed that his supporters boycott People magazine after a reporter wrote a story alleging Trump began kissing her without her consent in 2005 when the two were alone for an interview at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
That's a journalist starts saying that gets even more sticky.
He says, I think maybe what we should do, boycott the issue of People magazine, he said in Charlotte. He also accused Clinton of character assassination, saying that it's her specialty. Quote, and her specialty, if you look over the years, has been character assassination and really, personally, is just going after people. That's her specialty.
I'm not sure the character assassination is Clinton's specialty. Clinton's specialty is using the system to get what she wants, and she'll use any means necessary. Do I think she'd use character assassination? Certainly I do.
Some would say actual assassination.
Do I think that Trump would cop an extra feel if he had an opportunity? I do. I think that this is, you know, like really a sort of a difficult situation.
Go ahead. I'm not going to lie. Just as a disclaimer, I'm a Trump supporter, so yep. Just, you know, that bias or whatever is out there. I'm going to say I highly doubt these allegations because, as we've seen throughout the campaign, the media is getting more and more desperate. Like, at one point, you know, from, I think they jumped, with a lot of people, they jumped the shark with the 2005 tape. And they talk, you know, they, everything he says, they bring up the semantics, they argue about all this stuff. The media is clearly biased. Jeez, even Fox News is biased. I stopped watching Fox. Well, not that I ever started watching, but every time my dad would have it on, I'd turn it off. You know, you have entire media against him, and we're bringing up all this stuff, and I don't think it's really affecting voters too much. Like, some polls recently came out about the, you know, that 2000 tape comment, and not too many people were affected by it. Like, 1% of Democratic voters were, from one poll I saw, were even more inclined to vote for him because of that tape.
If Trump loses votes because of this, is it more likely that those voters are going to vote for Clinton or going to vote for a third party, like Gary Johnson from the Libertarians or Jill Stein from
the
Green Party?
Perhaps they should stop the whole Feel the Johnson awful
thing. Yeah. The toll-free number awful. Here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More, a little bit more from Trump on this case. And then, of course, your calls also welcome here about whatever's on your mind. Plus, the Rule 41, we'll dig back into that if we can. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, join us here. Apparently, Donald Trump has been accused of sexual aggression of some sort. We'll get into some of that here in moments, and you can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And it's Mark.
And we'll go back to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Rusty is in Texas listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, guys. Hey, I just want to make a few observations about the whole Trump war deal. First, when the story broke, I think it was just an out for the Never Trumpers. They were more vocal than many of the Democrats that I'd seen online. I think it's very suspicious that these women come out during an election, which y'all have mentioned, when he's so far along in the process. They're getting some for it. I think they've already debunked one of the accusers because their phone number was linked to the Clinton Foundation. I just think it's a hit job. I think the Clinton emails support that she has the ability to do this and, you know, the wherewithal and, you know, the morality to do it. So I think it's just a hit job. I think both candidates are pretty bad. But I got to say, I think it's an unjustified attack at this point. If Trump loses, these allegations will go away. If he wins, the Democrats will just count them or pump this up forever. But the media silence on the WikiLeaks documents that are coming out, just painting the Clinton campaign every shade of
media silence. I've seen major media reporting on the Clinton
emails. They don't spend nearly as much in the cable news cycle on boring emails from WikiLeaks as they do, Trump wants to touch people in their hoo-hoos.
I saw
them. It was like something like a few hundred minutes were spent talking about the 2005 tape, and only like a dozen or so minutes were spent talking about the WikiLeaks leaks.
I believe that.
Yeah, that's basically what's going on here. Look, I'm no fan of Trump. I want him to lose because it's a fair fight, though, not because of.
It's never a fair fight. It's politics. Never.
It sure is. Well, it isn't in this circumstance. But when was the last time a presidential candidate was had their character assassinated? If that's what's happening here, I don't know. I wasn't there. Based on sexual allegations. I mean, Bill Clinton's the woman who's running allegedly covered up her husband's rapes on multiple occasions. Right. No one seems to care.
Great points. Rusty, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the funniest thing to come out of this whole ordeal is that apparently some guy's giving people money to yell out Clinton's a racist at rallies for Hillary, and I just think that's funny as all get out. But
there's a guy who's giving people
it's
money.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones has $100,000, and everyone who wears a Bill Clinton is a rapist T-shirt that he sells on his website and goes on live TV and says Bill Clinton is a rapist will get $5,000. But it has to be legal. Like, you can't crash. You know, it's when they film outside. You can't like break into a studio.
I see. Rusty, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. A little bit more from Trump. As he did a day earlier, this is according to CNN Politics, Trump again argued today that the allegations are part of a global conspiracy by the establishment, including the media and powerful special interests, to defeat his campaign. He says, quote, the whole thing is one big fix. It's one big fix. It's one big ugly lie. It's one big fix. The press can't write the kind of things they write, which are lies, lies, lies. He said further, the only thing I said is hopefully our patriotic movement will overcome this terrible deception, unquote. Trump also attacked the women who have accused him of inappropriate behavior, calling Jessica Leeds, the woman who accused him of groping her on a plane in the early 1980s, a, quote, horrible woman, unquote, apparently suggesting she was not attractive enough for him to grope. He said, quote, when you looked at that horrible woman last night, you said, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So he's calling the lady ugly.
Yes.
Which I suppose I can see if it's coming from his point of view. But, a person saying that this happened to them on the plane, could it happen? Sure, it absolutely could have happened. But, I mean, you know, maybe some corroboratory evidence, a stewardess, I don't know, something. It just, this is really convenient, and that's the difficulty here. Look, I don't want to shame these ladies, but just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's true, especially when the stakes are this high.
Yeah, you got to have evidence, okay? And, you know, from 1980, I'm sorry, there's no evidence at this point. So like, she can just say whatever she wants.
And like what we talked about earlier, you know, our system is based on innocent until proven guilty. But now with a lot of these tabloids and things, people just, they see a headline and they automatically assume that they're guilty.
Well, Trump's certainly guilty of having said what he said on those videos about talking and grabbing them in their crotches and that sort of thing. But this is a showman who's been on professional wrestling, Howard Stern, and a variety of these things. I think he was talking big for the young guy personally, but, so... Anyway, this is going to be very difficult for anybody to have any evidence here, and it's just going to be a lot of talk.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live on via Skype. Go ahead.
Yeah, not what I called about, but that we're not really voting for Trump the person. We're voting for Trump the outsider, non-part of the system. It's a protest vote. It's not because we thought Trump was such a great guy, you know, be such a great president. It's because the rest of it is such conspiratorial crap. You know?
Well, when you say we, you mean you, because I'm not voting for Donald Trump.
When I say we or you, it can be whoever wants to take the label. That's how I talk. So okay. It doesn't mean... It's not a capitalized you or a capitalized we. It's
that's not
it's
how
just,
capitalization works. But go ahead.
I'd like to.
I'm tired. It's been a long day. And
I think Vince is trying to jump in.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. I certainly understand what you mean. There's certainly a lot of people who are voting for him like that. But some parts of his policy, some people I know, they actually do like his policy. Like a lot of the miners in some of these traditionally blue states that are voting for him, they're voting for him not because they hate Clinton so much, but because they. His you know, presidency won't destroy coal, the coal industry, like the Clinton would. So they actually want to vote for him for his policies.
Right. Yeah, I can buy all that, too. But, I mean, when was the last time that a complete non-politician was, head-to-head for the presidency? I don't remember when that was, but it certainly was not in recent times. And we're all sick of what, you know, once again, we are all sick of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And as for the airplane, actually, I happen to be an airline transport pilot, and that was my original career. And I can't imagine any woman being groped and not turning. In first class, the flight attendant is like constantly hovering. She's like less than 10 feet away at any given time. If she's not, she's checking on you every 10 or 15 minutes. I can't imagine that would go down, and I can't imagine any woman not getting up and walking away and going to tell the flight attendant or whatever. And yeah, you kind of, whether it's true or not, you kind of lose. When Trump began running for the presidency and everybody knew it, and you didn't see fit to start, you know, to call your local newspaper and say, hey, this guy molested me, and you wait till now, that kind of invalidates your story altogether, whether it's true or not, just the fact that you waited, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And, you know, the media, they're not putting up these alternative, they're not, you know, putting up the other side to it, which is what I think is very extremely biased about.
We'll continue, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or call Skype, like David did there. We'll bring him back here in a moment. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Wanna shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we have an audio on-demand listen line that allows you to tune into Free Talk Live anywhere you are, where if you got a phone. Whether it's your smartphone or your landline, as long as you can dial long distance, you can listen to Free Talk Live. You don't have to use your data plan to do this. Now, keep in mind, it is a long distance number, so if you're paying for long distance, you probably don't want to call it. But if you've got unlimited long distance, then you're good to go to call the audio on demand listen line at this number, 641-793-9660. 641-793-9660. Also, you can listen to other great LRN.FM shows there. You can listen to the LRN.FM live stream, and you can even leave us a voicemail. So if you're listening to Free Talk Live, you hit zero while you're listening. It'll stop playing it back, and it'll give you a voicemail prompt. You can leave your voicemail message, and it'll be delivered to some of the host's email boxes. We might just play it on the air. Although, I got to admit, I'm probably a few days behind on checking those, so I should probably catch up. Anyway, go to or call this number. Put it in your phone, 641-793-9660. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, David is still with us listening in New Mexico. Now, you weren't calling to talk about the Trump sexual assault allegations, but you did have some comments there. Was there something else you wanted to discuss?
Je suis désolé, je ne sais pas parler français.
That's too much for me, but Vincent might have understood that.
Did Vincent get that?
Je ne parle pas français.
Okay, what did he say, though?
He said, I'm sorry, I don't speak French.
Okay, yeah, I thought you did speak French.
In French, the translation, from what I heard, I was kind of spacing out, was, I'm sorry, I do not speak French.
Oh, you said that in French. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, actually, you can say it either way. You can say it either way, Vincent. We don't need to. We don't need to go down that line. But you can actually say it either.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was spacing out for a second. Sorry about that.
All right. What else?
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. The funny story in that one. I once about got beat up for saying that. And I lived in Geneva for a year, and I was at the gym working out, and some dude said something to me in French, and I didn't understand what he said, obviously. And I said that to him, and he looked at me as if he was going to punch me. And then there was a long silence, and he goes, "Are you American?" He says it in English, and I say, "Yeah." He says, "Because you just said to me in perfect French, you don't speak French." He says, "That's like being over in the States and saying, 'Sorry, I don't speak English, dude.'"
Oh, wow, that's good.
Weird.
Yeah, that was funny. But, so a piece of news, legal news from Albuquerque, the cops that were on trial for second-degree murder of the James Boyd, the homeless dude that was up in the foothills sleeping up.
They shot him to death, unarmed man, right? Or do you have a knife or something?
No, he had two knives, but you could consider him unarmed because he would never have pulled. Their actions triggered him to pull his knives. Hmm. He wouldn't, and he had pulled them out, put them back, pulled them out, put him back, pulled him out, put him back, and then they sicked the dog on him. Just as he was about to surrender again, they convinced him one time, then he changed his mind. But they had convinced him again, but they weren't letting him change his mind this time. So as he was surrendering, they flash banged him and sent the dog in on him, and they screwed the whole thing up. And when they sicked the dog on him, he pulled his two knives out again. I mean, it's actually kind of a natural reaction. Mm-hmm. You know, dog's attacking you and you're used to pulling your knives. You're a homeless person living on the street all your life. You know, if somebody comes up behind you, the first thing you do is pull your knives regardless. You know what I mean? And so as soon as he pulled his knives, they just shot him. And you know, so anyway,
what's the latest?
As to be expected, you know, any time you put in this town or any town for that matter, you put two cops on trial for second degree murder in a situation like that, you're almost guaranteed a hung jury, right? Because when you do the jury selection, the two sides select the jurors they think are favorable to them. So guaranteed you're going to have at least one from each side that's going to be a holdout. So yeah, it was a hung jury. There was nine for acquittal against three for conviction. Jeez. And I doubt they'll retry him because it would just happen all over again. So anyway,
basically these cops are going to get away with murder. Essentially,
yeah, they're gonna get away with killing the guy, whether it's
and this was a long this was another in a long string, as I understand it, of police abuse and violence against peaceful people to a level that was completely unnecessary happening in New Mexico. David, thanks for the update, man. I appreciate it. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Pennsylvania where Ricky is on the line, also via Skype. Go ahead, Ricky. Ricky in Pennsylvania going once. Ricky in Pennsylvania going twice. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's try Lance in California listening to K-Talks. Hello, Lance.
Hello. How are you guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just find it interesting that most everyone today on the radio is acting like, not really surprised, but about the Donald Trump and the women, I gotta believe, and I know for sure that it's too convenient for this to come out right now, and it's kind of silly. I would think that it should have been brought up, like when The Apprentice was real popular, and you would think at those times these women might have gone on record saying these things, and you know, I believe it would have gotten out way before now. I know that for sure, and so it's. And it's even more interesting that the only news they have to downplay or to get Donald Trump is this silliness. It's just really no way to prove it. And it almost seems slanderous. Like Donald could say, hey, you guys really got to, you can't just let things out on the air if they're not true.
He's talking about, I've seen rumors circulating that he's talking about suing the New York Times.
I think he's already made those accusations.
They're filing things. Yeah, they're starting to file stuff.
I thought that was in reference to them putting his tax returns out or something.
Anybody can file a suit against anybody for, you know, at any time. This is the really difficult situation. Is we're talking about a situation where we only have 3 weeks left until the election, and so anybody can come out, make any accusation they want, and it's really not going to make a difference because nobody's going to follow this up if they make some wild accusation against Trump.
Sure. There's a lot of people, though, that rely, sadly, on the mainstream news. And I know you've probably heard it. You heard it all the time. But
I'm not saying that people really are going to be swayed by it. I'm saying that you can say whatever you want and nothing, and you will not be held to account for it. So you can say Donald Trump's a racist, or you can say Donald Trump's a rapist, or you can file a suit against somebody, and none of these things sort of matter because
it's not going to shake out. But
on November the 8th, there's going to be an election, and it essentially, all the gloves are off, all bets are off. It just doesn't make any. It's a free for all. The truth is the casualty of this war.
Now, if you think about it, Donald Trump. Again, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Just to be clear, but if you think about it, Donald Trump has more access to women than your average guy, right? Like, he actually runs, is it Miss Universe, I believe?
Miss America, something like that, yeah.
He runs one of those beauty pageants. And
he runs a few.
Right, it's like Miss Universe and Miss Teen Universe. Or whatever. And so, I mean, this guy is constantly surrounded by very attractive women. Thanks for the call, I just hung up. Very attractive women, and, you know, the fact that they've only managed to find, what, a handful of women to come out and make these allegations, I think is another indicator that it's probably, you know, this is not a thing for him, right? Because if he were some sort of serial sexual assault person, then he would probably have a whole stream of victims.
Yeah, as I said, this just shows that the MSM mainstream media are getting so desperate against him, but they're shedding all their credibility just to, you know, hold on to what they got. And
well, they do have a string of them in that there's a bunch of them. Let's say there's a bunch of all come at once. And
okay, I thought
something.
It was only four. How many are
that's
you?
That's a bunch.
That's several, yeah.
All right. Don't worry. If they needed four more to ensure that Donald Trump didn't get the election, they would find four more.
True. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. And if we get a chance, we'll tell you about Rule 41 and why the federal government is pushing to change it and what that means for you and your privacy or the lack thereof. This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay.
okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you if you want to join us here. And you can also help support the show. One way to do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and help support Free Talk Live. It's $5 a month. That's all that we're asking for. And what we'll do is we'll combine that together with other people's $5, and then we'll do stuff like, you know, try to outreach to new radio stations. That's one of the things that Daryl does during the week, as well as I. He will actually call talk radio stations and pitch Free Talk Live to them with the hopes that they'll eventually add our show to their lineup. We'll use it to reach out to people on the internet, expand our satellite signals, and we can do a lot with your $5 per month. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Also, the AMP-only Facebook group, probably one of the best perks about the AMP program. So go and get signed up. You can do it with any major credit card via PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard and Bitcoin on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go, we're going to try Ricky again here. Something was wrong with the line the last time we tried it. And, Ricky, you're on Skype. Go ahead.
I'm here again.
All right, go ahead.
Sweet. All righty. Well, I was going to talk about this whole thing that I originally messaged about as far as your...
I told you before, by the way, I don't read the messages, dude. So just, I've told you that before, okay, and I'm letting you know now on the air.
Yeah, if you just, the topics, keep your topic down to 1, 2, 3 words, yeah, and that's all we're going to see. Thank you so much, Ricky.
I just don't have time for it. I'm not going to make time for it. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to go into this whole thing with Commonwealth law tonight, but there's no time.
Sounds awful anyway.
Actually, it's not actually.
Well, because Pennsylvania is a Commonwealth, yeah? That was true.
The truth says it every time he calls.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
About that some other night.
Okay.
All right. Now, what's your name there, young gentleman?
My name's Vincent.
Oh, you're Vincent. Yes. I remember. Hey, Vincent, I got a question for you. Now, I was going to talk about this whole Commonwealth law thing, but, you know, I heard Sarah's call, and it just totally, this whole thing that happened, and I just ruined my night.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
If I may with you, Vincent, Now, I guess by now you're probably aware that Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is a Hillary Clinton supporter.
And a Jeffersonian somehow. Yes, I was, yeah. I've been aware.
That's correct.
And he calls himself an enemy of the state, which is even more ridiculous.
Shoots people in the abdomen.
Not ridiculous, interesting.
All right. That's right. It's very interesting. Now, one thing I will say is my whole problem with
what
this
What are you puffing on there?
No, no, please continue. I want to...
Stack, brother. My tobacco just went up, and I'm pissed.
Okay?
The state sucks, okay? I don't like statists, and I don't like federalists.
Yet you're voting for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, please let him continue. Please
go ahead.
Continue.
I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you with Vincent. Go right ahead with Vincent.
Now, I was mentioning to Mark, to start off with this, my new campaign strategy, because I've been campaigning for Hillary Clinton for about a year plus, and I will say two months before the primaries, Congressman Cartwright. Now, that being said, does this sound familiar, Vincent?
Oh, yeah, that's when they messed around with Trump's mic. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't think so, brother. I'm a Windows insider. Trump's got a lot of problems. My biggest
I worked in audio for 3 years, and I know when someone messes around with someone's mic.
Look, Trump's an old guy. I mean, look, I don't know if they're messing with his mic, but he has a mic on, and he's inhaling through his nose or whatever. Like, he's, what, 70 years old or something like that? I mean, it's...
Hillary, according to him, is this old lady. She's a whole 10 years older than him. Actually, she's 10 years older. She ain't going...
He's a heavy... He's not going
sniff,
sniff,
sniff. I thought he was 2 years older than she was.
He's not going sniff, sniff, sniff. I heard him during the debates. It's a long sniff to inhale for
Trump's
his next...
2 years older than Clinton. She's 68, he's 70.
That's what I said. He's 70 years old.
Yes, I understand. You said he was 70. He said that that Clinton was 10 years older than Trump. No. She'd be the oldest person elected to the office.
I got a much bigger important point.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing this whole unfair thing. Now, did I miss something? I've watched this for a year and a half. Now, first of all, after 10 debates with the Republicans, it took 8 of them so far through that to figure out how to start dealing with this guy, and that's about when Ted Cruz nailed him in the package, not once but twice, and he didn't have a comeback. Now, second of all, you want to talk about unfair? Now, he said he wasn't going to talk about Uncle Bill, which, by the way, I didn't hear anybody bring up Monica Lewinsky in all of this. And you know what's worse?
That's because of Monica Lewinsky, I believe that was consensual.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was consensual.
Elizabeth Ward Grayson, does that ring a bell there, Vincent?
Sorry, say that again?
Who? Elizabeth Ward Grayson, Miss Arkansas. People forget very quickly. Now, she had a lot of good things to say for Bill. Now, unfortunately, she's not here to speak at this point. Check out the Playboy magazine that she was in back in the day with the story that accompanying it. Now, even more so,
what are we supposed to learn from this?
Tell us, you're going to tell us to go hunt down some old magazine?
But aside from that, there are plenty of people who are also who know Trump, like former Miss contestants, who are saying good things about him also.
Well, what are you saying about this Playboy girl? I mean, what is the allegation? Nobody's going to go and look up some magazine.
What it comes down to, Elizabeth Ward Grayson was Miss Arkansas, a gorgeous woman. Now, this was very early on in that whole thing with all these people. And I say most of these were unfounded.
What, you know, what are you saying about Miss Arkansas?
I tell you, in the magazine, it goes into the whole story where she did it willingly.
Did what?
And the magazine. Now, just
she didn't do the magazine.
What did she allow?
What did she do?
Okay, he was a gentleman.
Who?
The fact that also pointed out that
in 1992,
are you talking about Bill Clinton?
Please put him on hold. 1992, rumors swirled that Grayson had had an affair with Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton.
Okay.
This is what happens when you keep on leading people on, Ricky. You get put on hold while we read a Wikipedia article.
I didn't put him on hold. I hung up on him.
Okay.
Okay, so since this was addressed to me...
Go ahead. I don't even know what the hell he was talking about, but go ahead and say whatever.
Since this was addressed to me, so, Ricky, I feel some kind of sympathy with you because I'm also from Pennsylvania. You know, I spent some time there. And, you know, I know how bad it could be there. So, you bring up Bill Clinton like that's some kind of stumping on me. And, yeah, you know, I do happen to believe the allegations against Bill Clinton, but I don't think it really matters. I keep telling people this who keep talking about this, all the drama and everything. I care about the issues. I care about the stances and the policies. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the personality of Donald Trump. I like his, you know, boy, he, you know, his extrovert. yeah, extroversion. I mean, but that, I'm not going to vote for him because of that. I mean, you know, people say Bill Clinton looks like a cool guy to have a drink with. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to vote.
As long as he doesn't put a roofie in it.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, you know, I don't recommend that for young ladies.
But I don't care about that. I care about policy. I'm going to be voting for Donald Trump, one, to make sure Hillary Clinton doesn't get in. But secondly, because I appreciate his tax policies that, yes, Ian, I know he promises that it's going to happen, but it's better than someone who's going to promise to raise tax. I like his tax policy, and I like the fact that he's not a war hawk, but he's going to negotiate with Russia and Iran, and he's not just going to start threatening them and going to war over, you know, foreign soil, sending millions of Americans to die and threaten to bring nuclear war like Clinton is doing, okay?
I hope you're right, Vincent.
So I go on policy. I don't care about this drama. So if I want drama, I'll watch Young and the Restless, okay? I like policy, and that's all I want to talk about.
That's what I like. I like passion. So Rule 41, as the Electronic Frontier Foundation has written about before, the Department of Justice is looking to change this rule. Now, the new Rule 41 would, for the first time, authorize federal magistrates to issue search warrants, like the playpen warrant, when a technological means like Tor or a VPN are obstructing the location of a computer, or when a computer is swept up in a botnet. Now, in these circumstances, law enforcement could remotely access, search, seize, or copy data on computers, which could be your computer, no matter where the computers were located, and without providing notice to the users being searched. That means the FBI could go to almost any federal magistrate judge and get a warrant authorizing them to hack into a computer, or, as was in the case of Playpen, thousands of computers, no matter where in the world those computers are located. Make no mistake, the changes to Rule 41 will result in many, many more warrants like the one used in the Playpen case. Fine, you might say. I'm not doing anything illegal online. The FBI won't have any interest in hacking into my computer.
Sure.
But because Rule 41 changes authorized hacking when a computer is part of a botnet, even innocent users caught up in a botnet could be unknowingly subjected to an FBI search. Now,
this happens all of the time.
Right, botnets are like malware-based things that control your computer, turn your computer into a drone.
Has your computer ever had a virus?
Yeah.
That's how likely that this would happen.
Right. So the FBI is, you know, making up the rules as they go along, and as they blogged about before at EFF, courts looking at the Playpen case are struggling mightily in applying traditional legal rules to these new hacking techniques. If you want to help the EFF stop this proposed change to Rule 41, which will make wide-cutting hacks of multiple people in the United States and beyond by the FBI possible and legal, then go to noglobalwarrants.org, and you can send a message to the Congress critters. Noglobalwarrants.org. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime,
warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.